From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Patricia R. Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Kingston Common Council Majority Leader Rita Worthington has called for a public apology for the lack of any reference to the role of black people in the city's history during its recent 150th anniversary celebration. Mayor Steve Noble, May 18th, acknowledged the failure and called the task force, and I quote, committed to correcting the record and telling the inclusive story that Kingstonians deserve, end quote. In a, and I quote, letter of disappointment, end quote, Worthington said she was struck during the anniversary event by the lack of any mention of black Americans or their contributions to the city. Worthington said in the letter, and I quote, more than any other group in this country's history, black Americans have served generation after generation in an overlooked but vital role. Without idealistic and patriotic efforts of black Americans, our democracy would likely look very different, end quote. She said at the May 13th celebration at City Hall, there were displays of 19th century archival documents, guest speakers, and historical reenactors who spoke about the contributions made by various ethnic groups, including the Italians, Irish, and English, but there was no mention of the contributions by African Americans. Worthington wrote, and I quote, unfortunately, through omissions, downright errors, and inaccurate interpretations, not everyone enjoys the perks of civic belonging or gets a fair shake in historical accounts. African Americans built the plantations of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and likely the railroads and brickyards that run through the city of Kingston, end quote. In a statement, Noble admitted the city failed to include mention of African Americans' contributions to the city's history. He said Worthington was not the only person to express disappointment over the omission. Noble said, and I quote, I not only understand this disappointment, and agree that the program overlooked black experiences as well as our area's indigenous history. I see this moment as an important call to action, end quote. Noble has asked the director of the city's arts and cultural affairs to help convene a task force to examine and correct the record. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Steve Barnes is reporting for the Times Union. Albany TV reporter Ken Screbin died May 18th at Albany Medical Center following long struggles with multiple health problems. He was 71 years old. Screbin was the first black man hired to work as a reporter for a Capital Region television station and was on the air for more than 30 years before spending the time since his retirement denouncing racism, bias, and bigotry. Most people knew Screbin from his presence in their living rooms as a reporter for CBS 6 WRGB, when he worked from 1977 until his retirement in 2011. He was also a prominent member of the LGBTQ community. In a statement, Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan called Screbin a trailblazer, citing his coverage of HIV/AIDS and a three-part series for CBS 6 that traced his family's lineage back to a great-grandmother's grave in a segregated cemetery in Screbin County, Georgia. The series won an award for Best Documentary from the New York State Associated Press Broadcasters Association. Read the full story in the Times Union. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The Catskill Farmers Market is back. After a three-year hiatus, the weekly market will open at 10 a.m. on May 29th in the parking lot located behind the Greene County Office Building at 411 Main Street. More than 20 vendors have signed up to participate. The market will be held every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. through October 9th. Catskill Farmers Market Committee Vice President Elliot Matos said, and I quote, We're pretty excited to be able to provide village, town, and county residents and visitors with fresh and high-quality products that are grown, raised, and produced by local farmers and artisans, end quote. When the farmers market was running years ago in Catskill, it changed locations many times, from on Main Street to parking lots and Catskill Point. Other farmers markets are held in Coxsackie on Wednesday, Lexington every other Saturday, Windham on Saturday, Tannersville on Saturday, Freehold on Thursday, East Durham on the second and fourth Saturday, the Blackstone Resort in East Durham on Sunday, and Pearling on Monday. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.